Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Another very, very important principle whenever it comes to interpreting scripture is the principle of always interpreting the more confusing or difficult passages by the clear passages. This becomes really important because you're going to have some difficult passages, such as, for example, in Hebrews 6 or Hebrews 10, where it almost looks like it's saying that people can lose their salvation. But when you go to clear passages like Romans 8, you're going to realize that's not possible. So how do we reconcile these two? We have other issues where it seems like James is saying you're saved by works, and Paul will seem like he's saying you're saved by grace. How do you reconcile these? Well, you always reconcile these by looking at the clear passages and using those to interpret those passages that are not so clear or more difficult. You also want to look for things that may be consistent versus anomalies. In other words, if you see everywhere where salvation is talked about that it is a gift of God and not by works, then when you get to one passage that seems to indicate that you're saved by works, well, take a closer look at that passage. What you're going to end up finding is that he says, if a man says he's saved without works. And that becomes the difference. Sometimes you have to look at the context, as we looked at yesterday, to look at how to interpret the more difficult to understand in passages. And we often find they're not all that difficult.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.